pork production could surpass beef production in 2015. Hello again, everyone, and welcome for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, nationwide, pork production is poised to surpass beef production next year as ranchers try to rebuild their herds from the lowest levels since the 1960s. Michael Clements has more.
As cattle producers look to rebuild production from herds reduced by droughts, pork is set to surpass beef production next year. American Farm Bureau's chief economist Bob Young says, if so, it'll be the first time since the 1950s pork production topped beef production in the U.S.
I do really think we're going to talk about more pork production. USDA is calling for it. A number of other groups are calling for it. And that situation looks like it's going to continue for at least the next 5, 6, 7, 8 years or so out in front of us. So entering into new territory here.
With many areas of the nation now recovering from droughts that have drove herd numbers down and lower feed costs, the beef industry is expected to start growing again over the next few years. Young adds that growth will take time.
Cattle are not like chickens. It just takes a long time for us to bring those additional animals back on, to bring supply back up. And we've been pulling this herd down for a long, long time. It's going to take us quite a while, I think, to get those supplies turned around and actually growing again.
As for prices at the meat counter, competition from pork and chicken may help limit beef prices, but Young says beef prices are likely to remain higher.
I think pork and chicken both are going to end up growing noticeably in 2015, and we'll work toward trying to keep meat prices down. But beef prices, I think, are going to continue to be maybe not quite as strong just because of this competition from the other meats, but continue to be some of the strongest among all three meats. The real challenge is going to be what does happen at the consumer level. There's going to be a lot more competition for that space on a consumer plate as we move forward.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And we're blessed here in Tennessee to have three strong sectors of the industry, pork, beef, and poultry. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.